Okay, so we are in Siman Tavvav. Tesvav. What did I say? Tesvav. Also known as page 53. So last time, if you recall, when we were last together, let me just fix this. Anyone who's out there, if you could please mute yourself so we don't have any feedback or anything like that. Of course, if you want to ask a question, so then you can unmute yourself, which is true here also, in a different way. So in the last halacha that we learned, we spoke about taking tzitzis off of an existing talus and putting it, just to review, and putting onto another one. So again, basically the idea is there has to be a good reason. In other words, like it's a newer talus, it's whatever, something like that. But just to take them off for no good reason, so that's also. And the idea is, it's as you can imagine, it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. Again, the same thing would apply to the talus also. So, and again, the last thing we talked about is, so when you're taking off the tzitzis, so you should untie them, you should unfurl them. Then we saw an opinion by the Chai Adam that Mishnah Berurah brought down, that again, let's say you're replacing the tzitzis, it'd be a big hassle. Again, I don't know how that's the term, it's personal. It would be a big hassle, so then you could cut them up, because Chai Adam says that would not be hashchasa. It wouldn't be doing it in a destructive, I don't want to say malice, but a destructive way. Doing it because, you know, like I want to put on the new tzitzis. A great example of this, I would assume, it doesn't bring it down, but would be, let's say it's Erev Shabbos and you want to put on new tzitzis and, you know, you're running against time, especially in Shabbosim like this. So, again, you should, you could do that. But otherwise, it's best to unfurl them. Beis. Eino yachol likach, I'm sorry, haknaf kemoshehu. You're not allowed to detach the corner as it is. In other words, again, imagine you have tzitzis, you have a talus, cotton, whatever, and you cut
recording
off.
In progress.
Did you do that? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're cutting off the corner. Now again, it's kind of interesting, right? So you're cutting off the corner, and the tzitzis are still on there, right? It's kind of interesting. Imat tzitzios l'tafro b'begin acher, and then you're going to sew it onto another one, to another avocado, which doesn't have. Now I can imagine doing this, right? It saves a lot of time, right? You just pop them on. So you're not allowed to do that. That's the only problem. Now again, there's a whole discussion with this, but you're not allowed to do that, right? Because there's a few reasons, but again, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, mishum. Why? Da'al kanfei bigdeham nebeinyan veknaf zeh lo haya mibeged zeh b'shas asiya. So it says you should put the tzitzis on the corners. So in other words, it's mashma from the pasuk, or we learn out from the pasuk that it has to be on the corner that's there. This corner was not there when it wasn't on. It was on a different beged. So therefore, you're not allowed to do this. You can't. Now again, there's a whole big discussion about different cases, but again, let's just leave it at that because I think that's the most practical. You can't do that. Now again, I can understand why somebody would want to do that. It's a lot easier and simpler. Okay, tes. Talis shem mitzuyesas kehochasa. So you got a talis and it has its sun right. Everything's good. Shechel kualishnayim. But then you cut it in half. Again, it could be, you know, it's a big talus, you know, like, you know. Just coming to conjuring of this, about, again, in the old days, they didn't have too many, you know, I don't know if they, it's not like today that you get talus. So, you know, somebody's getting married and you want them to have a talus, you have a big talus, you know. Like, so now you do realize what the problem is. You have two talesim. Well, we'll see. And the important caveat is that in each part, there is enough to wrap yourself in. In other words, there's a sheer talus in each of the halves. Which again, we'll learn about that soon. Right, I think that's soon, right?
Is each half a four-cornered garment?
Right. Yeah. In other words, I have a big talus. Now we'll see. You know, like to be enough to wrap yourself in is not that much. So you know, probably most of our talasim that we have that we wear, if you cut it in half, you'd still be small, but you know. So let's hold on. So now, with that caveat, that in each of the two parts, there is enough to wrap yourself in. V'nishar l'chol achas tzitzis achas oshtaim, and each one has one or two tzitzis, right? And again, let's take the simple case like we would probably most of us envision, right? You cut it down the middle, or whatever, whichever middle, and so now you have this two four-corner garments, and it has two tzitzis on. But it's missing two on the new corners. So the halacha is ein bo mishum tasev lo min asoy. So we've learned many times there's such an idea as tasev lo min asoy. They should make them and not they should already be made. Right? In other words, you have a four-cornered garment, and then you put on the tzitzis. So remember we learned this a few times, but I think one of the times we learned was, let's say you put, remember the t-shirt talus cotton issue. In other words, you have a t-shirt and you snip it a little, right? Like I used to talk about the old ones they used to have in the old days. They only snipped a little. So I don't know, somebody forgot to send them the memo that it has to be mostly slit, right? So now again, as I told you, I remember in my elementary school days, so somebody in the class bought those, and then the Rebbe said, you know, those are no good because you know it's mostly closed. So the guy went home and said, no problem, and he took a scissors or I don't know what he took, I assume, and he just slid it up. You know, not completely; it was still closed. So it was like a T-shirt, but it was mostly open. So then he comes the next day. He's really proud of himself, and the Rebbe says, no, it's still puzzle because Tasev lo min asoy, right? You make it, you put the tzitzis on, not from that they should be already on there. So again, in other words, you have to have a four-cornered garment, then you put on the tzitzis. Then you put on the tzitzis, not vice versa. So again, you might think that's a problem here. In other words, you had the tzitzis on the garment, and then you made it into a four-cornered garment. So it seems like it could possibly be the same issue as we had by the that other case of the T-shirt tzitzis. Answer is no, because again, the whole idea is that caveat that we said, that each remaining part has enough to make tzitzis on it. So in other words, it was a kosher beged when you put the tzitzis on, and now when I snipped it, it's still a kosher beged, each one individually. So therefore, what do you have to do? You just have to add two more, or three more, depending on how you did it, tzitzis. And you don't have to remove the existing ones.
What happens if it's not big enough to wrap around?
Oh, well, I think we'll get to that, right? That's the next halacha. Nikra hatalis, next page. Let's say if the talis ripped, Toch shlosh etzbos somoch l'svas haknaf. Within three fingers of the corner. Now remember, we learned that when you get to the point, to the corner, the three fingers within the hole has to be, the tzitzit have to be within three corners. So three fingers. So three fingers, right? We do it in a diagonal. So at the conjunction. So that's a very important. That's the corner. So now the issue would be. Let's say it ripped there. Your garment, your talus ripped there. Now, believe it or not, I had something not in Baruch Hashem exactly this, but the talus I just replaced. I could see already. They even just I don't know. Like I told you, the guy told I keep my talisim for a long time, so I don't know how long I had that last talus I just replaced. Must be 15, 20 years, maybe. I don't know. Maybe 15 years. So it started separating. It's very interesting. It started separating where the stripes are. But then it also started separating some closer. It wasn't within three fingers. Now, three fingers, you could tell, is basically like where that, well, it's even less than that, where the backing is. You know, we talked about this before. We make backing on each of the four corners to solidify that the hole doesn't open or run, so to speak. But it was a little outside of that. It started ripping. So that's why I decided I have to get into talus. But these things, you know, keeping it all the time. There was a story, I think it was about the Pnei Yeshua, that he came to a new town as the Rav, and the women, the town, made him a new talus. And again, like in those days, you know, I assumed to make a new talus was a big deal. You know, and the women presented the new rub with the new talus, and it worked for a little while, but then he went back to his old talus. You know, like, I don't know, I'm not saying I'm the you know, the Bnei Yeshua, but you know, like, you know, you get really easy. You know, it's traumatic to change talus.
The Rav was very fortunate. Rabbi Kraft told me that the average talus lasts about 10 years.
I don't know, somebody
until 15 or 20 is good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was, I don't know. Anyways. So now if it ripped there, so now what do you want to do? You want to sew it up. Right? And so it started rip. So the Machaber says, Ein Rishoy L'Tafro, you cannot. Now we're gonna have a machlokas, why not? Why not? And it's gonna make obviously nafkamina and halacha. So Perush Rashi. Rashi explains the Chashin Shishtar Mechud Hatfira V'Yanicheu V'Yosif Alav Shiva Chutim L'Shem Tzitzis. So Rashi says what we're worried about is that maybe the string that you used to, the thread that you used to sew up the rip will, you know, there'll be some sticking out. And then you'll use that, you'll make a mistake. And you'll use that as one of the threads for your tzitzis. Now again, we'll see. Ulatamza, and according to this, afil nikru kol shehu lo yitvar. So according to Rashi, even if it tore a little bit, I want to fix it. Not me, but my wife is somebody who knows what they're doing. You want to sew it up. So it doesn't keep on going, right? It doesn't spread. So then, according to this reason, you shouldn't, even if it ripped a little bit, again, within three etzbaos of the corner, so that would be a danger zone. And so even if it ripped a little bit, you shouldn't, because, again, what are you doing?
The three fingers are from the sides or from diagonal?
Right, no. Remember, we remember before, it's not a diagonal. In other words, it's a conjunction.
Vertical and horizontal.
Right, vertical and horizontal where it comes to a point.
Okay, so intersect.
Right, that's what, is that the word did I say that before? Intersect? What did I say before? I forgot what I said. Huh?
Conjunction.
Yeah, whatever I meant. Whatever I meant, that's what I meant.
Like this point.
Yeah,
right,
not a diagonal.
This point.
Not a diagonal, right? Not three fingers on a diagonal.
No. Three fingers, but the point of intersection.
Correct. So again, that area, that square, would be the danger area, because again, even if it ripped just a small amount, we're scared maybe again there's a string, and then you'll add 7 strings to that. You know, you want to make new tzitzis. Oh, here's a string, and
you know. Throw the garment away?
No, you just don't. You just have to leave it be.
Can't wear it.
No, it's not ripped that much. Let's say it's a little. No, that's what the Machaber is saying now.
Can't sew it up.
Right.
But then, if it gets a bigger rip,
then you might have a problem. But again, we're saying even before that,
you can store a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis as long as you don't wear it.
Correct. That's the, we learned that before. It's not an obligation on the object. It's a din on the person when they're weighing a 4-cornered garment, so then they have to have tzitzis on. And again, then we have all these details that we've been talking about, like it has to be yours, it can't be, you know. How about if it's borrowed? Okay, we've gone through that. Baruch Hashem. Right. Ulfi zeh, talis shel tzemer shenikra tok shlosha, mutar litfor. Excuse me. That's good. Because the chashin sheishtar mechulat tefirah and the Yosef alav shiva kotein l'shem tzem. Right, the times that I feel nikra kosher who lo yitvar feed zeh. And according to this talis el tzemer, let's say you have a woolen talis, right, which most of us have. Shenikra talk shlosha motor litvar ha'idna de ain derech litvar bechutei tzemer. So the mechaber says that according to this. Today, again, the Machaber is talking, right? So it's 1500s. So you would be allowed to sew up a talis out of its wool because they didn't use wool thread. So the whole worry of Rashi is not applicable because the thread that you would have, again, you could tell the difference. And so therefore, you know, see the difference between my tzitzis material and the sewing material. Right? It won't be a problem. Rav Amram perish, but Rav Amram disagrees with Rashi. The Tama Mishum, the Nikra Toshlosh, Shlosha, Lesba Toras Beged, Uchman de Les Sadami. According to Rav Amram, he disagrees. He says that the whole issue is that if it's ripped within 3, so then that area is considered like it's gone. Not the string, you know, we're weird to mix up strings and all that type of stuff. But rather, because if it's ripped, so then it's pretty much gone. Like I could tell you, like my old talis, so once it starts ripping enough, so then like you wonder, like it's like so sizably ripped. Like I said, like where the colors, the stripes were. So it starts separating. I don't know what the deal, why that is, but I'm sure there's a reason. And I've seen that also with other people also, that by the stripes, some reason it starts separating that for some
reason.
I don't know if it's sewed together, but it must be the weaving process. At least the way they used to weave it. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So today we're allowed to sew it because it's...
So the Rav Amram says that it's considered like it's not there. Via avibay tzitzis lo pacha la talis. And so therefore... wait. Via afagav de tafra command the pasik chashuv. And even if you sewed it back up, according to Rav Amram, it's considered like it's ripped. It was ripped off via other beit tzitzis. So now if you went ahead and made tzitzis in that area, lo patra lo talis. The tzitzis is not valid. It doesn't patra the obligation of having tzitzis on it. So according to Rav Amram, im nikra v'nishtar kosher hu, if it ripped but there's something still left, kosher. So it'd be okay. V'yesh Omrim, de la Rav Amram, lob nifsal, ela tzitzio shehayubo be'ez shetafro. So some say that according to Rav Amram, the only issue is with the tzitzis that are on there when you repaired it. Avim achar shetafro hito bo tzitzis. According to Rav Amram, if you took off the tzitzis and sewed it up, and now you want to put the tzitzis back on or put new tzitzis, kasher. V'yare shemam yetzer es kulam hechadesher. And when it's possible, you should go according to both opinions. And so that's why, you know, again, mine wasn't in that danger zone. But again, once it starts separating, I think it's time to get a new talis. Baruch Hashem, we are.
Was after Machaber?
Huh?
was after Mechaber?
No, he was a Rishon. He was in the time of Rashi. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight, and Amir Tashem.